The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Greetings, flesh wound fiends, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound After Dark. Yeah, I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up? I'm not getting groomed on this show. I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah, and Pugs Dread.
Namaste. I wish I had a rape whistle. I'd blow it right now.
Yeah. You better have that for next show.
Anyways, so we're back to discuss some more American Pie, and let's get right into it, guys. We've had a lot of fun revisiting these. We hope you're enjoying it as well. And all right, so our next up is American Pie Presents The Naked Mile, which is from director John Nussbaum. And this one follows a high schooler believes he can lose his virginity at a notorious race where people run in the nude. just straight and to the point. I should add, this is Eric Stifler, yet another relative of the, well, at this point, kind of, I would just call him more a pop culture god. And he's trying to lose his virginity. All right,
he hasn't earned the moniker of Stifler yet, though. That's a big part of the story too.
Yes, yes.
The black sheep of the family.
this one opens up. I love that Christopher McDonald, fucking Shooter McGavin, is in this. He needs more screen time.
They need to figure out a way to bring him up on the A films.
We cut class to get ass.
I love the fact that he fucking gave Jim's dad wedgies, and Jim's dad goes, "Yeah, I kind of liked it."
Can you imagine like an old dogs kind of gimmick where you have like Eugene Levy and Christopher McDonald, and you know you can add whoever, and
the rest of the guys? Fuck yeah, yeah.
That's
gonna happen.
That would be like, do a sex comedy with a bunch of like older dudes.
It could just be an old reunion, just like American Reunion 2.
There you go.
The senior citizen version.
Yeah, they have Blame It on Rio for the old sex comedy, Dan.
Yeah, but I don't know. Let's update it.
But it's not old people. It's exactly what you asked for, Dan.
It would be fucking awesome to see like Eugene Levy maybe fuck a pie.
You know what I want? If we're fantasy booking, Jim's mom's dead, possibly, and then he ends up banging Nadia. Jim's dad bangs Nadia.
That would be, he's doing the same dance. Maybe they can afford some cameo from Jason Biggs and Allison Hannigan reacting.
Oh, that
to
motherfucker
it.
Better come back. He owes his entire career. Yeah. To this
fucking he is forever the pie fucker.
Yeah.
I can only imagine some of the shit people yell out at that poor guy. So anyways, Naked Mile. What do you think of Naked Mile, Mr. Skin Hall of Famer right here? What'd you think, Pugs?
This movie's freaking hilarious. I think it's funny enough to be in a top tier American Pie movie. This should have been in theaters, if you ask me. The nemesis of the movie. I completely forgot about this movie. And then I kind of remembered, and then boom, here they come. They're midgets. It is the fucking best thing ever. And then they're whooping ass on the football field. Oh, it's so good. As Dan was saying earlier, though, the opening scene of this fucking movie. I don't want to spoil it. You need to see it. It's fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah, let's just say don't get too attached to granny.
Yeah. This journey of American Pie is fucking astounding. There's a horse hero scene. This movie's all over the place. It's the fucking best time I've had so far in the straight to movie.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the top tier of the bunch. So as much as I like Naked Mile, this one does. It just totally different. It really starts a new phase because, well, we'll talk later, but.
Todd, did you ever get any adult videos out of the video barn dumpster?
Well, since we're going to have this story, I didn't get it myself, but the very first porno I ever saw was dumpster porn. And there's more to this story. This part of it could be out of an American Pie.
Was it Pussy Palace 1985?
It was Red Hot Virgins. Okay, that was the title of it. I couldn't even tell you now.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like name. It was more Gonzo-ish. But it had a theme song I can still hear. But my friend was in the band, and they like literally learned the music, and they played it at football games after that. They sped it up, but it was awesome because like only like 10 of us knew the joke. So...
That is awesome. Are they still playing it at your?
Reunion? They were still playing it after we were out of high school because we went to a few of like the homecoming games and it was still in rotation because Red Hot Virgins.
You think there was ever like some old man in the stands like, is that from Red Hot Virgins?
I'm sure there was. At least one.
I just stumbled upon a video of a drummer playing the Pornhub theme and like a couple of them got suspended for playing. That's fucking brilliant. I would have laughed my fucking ass off.
That's bullshit. God, everybody's got to ruin fun today.
There's one kid that showed up to school in a fake taxi shirt. I don't know how real this is, but it's like I made all the way to fifth period and then got suspended at sixth period.
Almost made it. I think I misspoke. Did I say it was my first porno I saw? That was the first one I owned.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because the one who found it couldn't take it home. So I hid it on top of my bookshelf. I don't know how long it lasts. But I ended up getting rid of it. I don't know if I was afraid I was going to get caught, but now I've always wanted to see that one. I don't. It's lost to history.
Oh.
So if you have Red Hot Virgins,
put it in 4K. Somebody, 4K.
Someone send me the tape. We'll do a watch along.
Thank God, just to settle for the SD version.
We will cover Red Hot Virgins if you can get it to us. Absolutely.
I have other porn stories, but we'll save that for later.
So anyways, back to Naked Mile. I think it fits with this, so it's all good.
I did too.
So
I think the jock got the short end of the stick, by the way. The one he ends up hooking up with was fucking lame.
But man, I agree. This could have been in a theater, and I would be totally content. I still the dryer scene. That same bastard took a shit in our dryer, or when he lets it rip, and then it's like, I think you need the Alka-Seltzer.
I will tell you this: if they would have swapped out the three for like the main cast of American Pie. This could have gone theatrical. I think that's the only thing holding it back is not enough names.
Name recognition.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of nudity too.
Yeah. Well, there was a Naked Mile, so it's going to be expected.
Yeah. Oh man, that had to be interesting to film. And I do recommend the extra features for anybody who has this on DVD, or I assume they passed to the Blu-ray.
Or Blu-ray. Since now the entire American Pie saga is available on Blu-ray.
Yes. Except the new one coming out, which is just going to be DVD as far as I know.
Yes. Well, we're
sadly. But this movie is so fucking quotable. dude, why are you naked in my room with the rubber on your dick?
It smells like shit. Have you seen the dog shit?
And we still get Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
Man.
Treasure.
What did you think? And I guess I could even ask, really, I don't know if we did this on the others. Is there anything about the American Pie series or a specific movie that kind of mirrors your own school experience, high school, college, whatever?
I can't say I've ever shit in a dryer before.
Yeah.
You're still
I had a streak.
I was going to say, that seems like a question for the last episode, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Naked Mom. Maybe you ran the Naked Mile.
But you know what? But maybe...
I had a speaker at graduation. About it.
Maybe
he was an idiot, though. He had a fucking Taz tattoo on his ass, so like, he knew exactly who he was.
Wait. I'm gonna assume it was the cartoon character and not beat me if you can survive if I let you tattoo.
Because if it was,
that would have been fucking way better.
Just him in his arm pose. With the towel on his head.
Do you ever
for those unaware, there was a wrestler by the name of Taz, ECW legend. So there we go.
Fucking hilarious. I wish.
So yet another one that probably couldn't be made today with some of the dwarf humor. No fun anymore.
Dan, don't get another one to block you.
I'm not gonna get into it. So what do you think of this one, Doc?
Yeah, this one's fun. Lots of nudity, lots of funny situations. I was laughing the whole time. I think originally I did like Bandcamp better, but now this one has stepped up on my favorite of the of the direct-to-videos for now.
It's tough. They are better than I even remember.
I'm probably going to change my mind next time I watch them, but as of now.
Yeah. And the little person's girlfriend?
I'm going to go hang out with him. I'm with you.
Dan's
on my bucket list. I still haven't crossed that one out.
No judgments.
Dan's like, I'm gonna be nice. You like midget sized people, but different ones.
Shut up, Todd. But anyways. Shut up, Todd.
Didn't you think the little prissy bitch was kind of a pain in the ass? Like, yes. Give a pass, get away. I fucking hated her friend, though. If you can even call her a friend, she was giving her such shitty advice.
Yeah.
She did not deserve the hero's welcome or the hero coming in getting her like that if she's just gonna be a twat about it.
She
can do better.
She didn't technically revoke it, though.
She sent the text message. This thankfully the new Oz threw it out the window.
New Oz. He's better. I will say better than old Oz. In my opinion.
He got short change, though. His girl he ended up with was fucking ugly.
There's some explicit nudity in this, too. A couple shots there were, I think,
Dan was pausing and pleasuring.
There is an Anne Heche moment if you watch for it.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
People know what that is. Oh, and this line. It makes no sense to me right now. Stop being so logical, Tracy. We're girls.
No, I was dying, but I also was like, I know a man wrote that shit. Bravo. Sorry, ladies.
Sorry, but yeah.
You know, well, a man wrote that shit too.
Well, you have taken the franchise from us now, so. All right, so what do we rate this one, Pugs? Unless you have more to say.
No, go ahead.
I'm gonna give it a 5. It was just too fun, too damn fun.
I'm a 5 also. I really like this one. I think I gave Bandcamp a 5 too. So
I'm giving it a 5, despite the fact that I think we should have gotten more of the the little guy's girlfriend in the Maple Mile.
I'm still mad at Eric for ditching that. Yeah. Not trying to do too many spoilers. she had a type. Fuck it.
Dude, had I known that, I would have been like, yeah, I'm one of those.
Right.
I don't know what to do. Help me out.
Oh, the pissing scene's really funny too. This one's got quite a few gags that hit home runs for me.
The next one, though, I'll save it.
All right. Yes. That most every American Pie, I think, can pretty much say that they had a great kick-ass opening. But I'm going to say Naked Mile, definitely, it's tough, but I might give that the win as far as the opening
when
goes.
Stifler comes to, hey, cousin, I heard.
Yeah, that is, that opening is hard to beat. But I do want to mention for our next one for Beta House, mm-hmm. for Dan, this is the first time we've had like a continuation in the straight to video movies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I kind of forgot about that. And it's kind of cool that we did. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Beta House, this time from director Andrew Waller. This one, get ready for the most hilarious and outrageous freshman year in collegiate history. American Pie is pledging Beta House. Join Dwight Stifler, his cousin Eric, Mr. Levenstein, and the infamous Beta House fraternity for the hottest, wildest, and freshest piece of pie ever. All right. So, again, I'm going to repeat what I said in the last film and just say more Christopher McDonald. He shines like every time. That's why I think we need the old dude movie. I forgot that I've been stealing a line from this for years and that this is where it came from. But when he talks about his break with Eric's mom, and it's like, yeah, I was on a poontang bender for like, I've used poontang bender ever since. So there you go. It's from Beta House. I forgot. What did you think of this one, Pugs?
Dude, I love when he goes, is that my mom's name?
Yes.
Then like, is that good? Was she good?
That's what sells it to me.
You think in real life, after he finishes, he just goes, shoot her.
He better. He better at least once. I swear to Christ. Fucker. Oh my God, when he was still proud of his son for joining that threesome with his new roommate. All right. Fuck yeah. See, him and Eugene are the best dads ever.
Oh, yeah. That was so fucking hilarious. And believe it or not, not that ridiculous. I've heard from countless people that talk about like friends. You guys, I believe, like friends that'll like bang right in front of you like that. Like, what the fuck?
I've seen a few things, but it's all good. but yeah, that's a good introduction to your new roommate, and then they were all friendly, and it's cool. But getting deeper into the movie, I'm glad everyone's back except Fake Oz. He didn't show up. But then we get Stephen Amell's cousin Robbie Amell showing up later in the show, which is cool. I do like their adversaries, but I kind of hate them as well. So
Zuckerberg.
What? Which? Oh shoot! I forgot. Wait, is which one is the one from The Babysitter?
Robbie Amell.
Okay, that's okay. I thought that might have been. It's funny because for some strange reason, like he was. I just saw Scooby-Doo Mystery Begins. He plays Fred in that. I was watching something randomly today, and I was like, "Oh shit, he's in that too."
He's in a lot of stuff. I've seen his name pop up now.
The only reason I know his name is because he's related to Stephen Amell, and Stephen Amell played Arrow, and that's my favorite show for a while. Show fucking rules.
I have the big like bust from that. It's pretty cool. I like Arrow. Huh?
Please send me a photo of that. I don't know that. I'm a big Arrow fan.
Like statue. Well, like head bust. Yeah, I'll send you a photo. I've met Amell. He's a nice guy.
I haven't yet. Damn it.
Wizard and, World. Yeah.
Let's not start nerding out because I'll just how they take this guy down is a little lackluster, but still fucking hilarious. So, and thank you, Eugene Levy, because without him, come on, this series wouldn't be the same.
So. No, it wouldn't. It really isn't. And the next one's going to have a big shoes to fill. But I think my favorite, there's a lot of cum related stuff in American Pie, but I think this might have one of the funniest.
I've given you shit for before. Could you not say it any less gross?
Ejaculation. Oh, I actually think that's creepier, but that's fine. I will say ejaculation. But the Mr. Biggles. And I like that this did the traditional like Greek sort of frat game stuff, which was cool. This one does look a little cheaper. There's just something about it at times where it just felt cheaper. Like this is where the budget kind of cut off a bit, but it may for the era too, because this is like right at the rise of the Zuckerbergs and everything. So it's kind of aged well. It's got that going for it, and you know now they've kind of like ruined everything basically. So dude, made sense.
That deer hunter scene.
Yes.
Fuck that.
Oh.
Dan would have said, thank you, may I have another?
That, yeah. And you can't, I don't think you could do it again. You could not make this, that scenario. Well, maybe you could do that. Possibly.
Dan, but you can do anything now. It's just consequences.
Well, I say fuck the consequences.
We know that. Your adventures have proven that in numerous times.
This was the one where Homeboy was worried that his girlfriend might be, or the girl he was like, might be a dude, right? And then he finds out. Or is that the last one?
No, this is that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was funny. And that's a pleasant surprise.
That part I thought was kind of predictable because I actually remembered kind of predicting what it was then.
Not in 2020. My first thought was, oh yeah, she probably has a dick.
They brought that up, so I'm like, okay, that's not it. What it ended up being, I think I kind of predicted even when I first saw it. But, you know, there's also a particular...
Like, as long as it's not bigger than mine. Please don't be bigger than mine. Something like
that. I liked the sci-fi role play. Uphold the Galactic Alliance with my cock. That was pretty good. This one's close to Naked Mile, in my opinion. Like, this was not disappointing at all. I remember at least one movie I thought had disappointed, but so far, I'll be honest, like, I'm having a freaking ball checking these out. Todd, did you have like a favorite bit to this one?
Did we talk about the opening at all with the teddy bear?
He mentioned briefly.
That. Okay. Yeah. I was going to mention that the opening was really funny too. I mean, it's hard to top the last one, but it was so funny.
Hey, if the last one were theatrical, I'm just going to say this, Betty White.
I know she's on the bucket list, so.
Well, you know, maybe up to Lake Placid. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
I'm glad he's finally breaking on that. He used to fight that so hard. It's okay, Dan. We still love you.
Shut up, Todd.
I'm so, not even being a dick.
It comes out naturally with you.
It goes in easily with you.
So, yeah. Anyways, we ready to rate this one?
I am ready.
All right. I'm a 4.5. I still prefer Naked Mile, but this is close. Like, this is still hilarious.
I'm a 4.5 also. I think the opening of the last one is what pushed it above.
Probably.
But this one is still very entertaining. 4.5.
Make it across the board, gentlemen. All right. 4.5.
There we go.
I love the smell of boobies in the morning.
So we're almost done. We got
I'm actually sad about this one.
I know. We got one more direct to video and one more theatrical. And then by the time you see this, you'll only have to wait a week, and we'll have coming up next week. I want to say it's October 6th. We will have the American Pie Presents Girls. I can't even remember what it's called.
The girl one.
American Poontang Pie.
I wish.
La 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 la.
Oh. I can't even.
Lesbian House?
Now that I'd be good with.
Well, of course.
Hold on. Let me see. American Pie.
I'm trying to. New American Pie movie 2020. Let's see. Girls Rule. It's been picked up by Netflix.
Oh. So it was going straight to Netflix? I thought it was
good. Hold on. Well,
it's DVD and I guess Netflix, yeah.
Well, this is a new announcement as of Thursday. Okay. No, this is a month old. It's yeah, I think it's probably just going to come. Yeah, it's going to hit that, then it's going to go to Netflix.
I hope it's good.
Yeah. The 9th film in the series. So,
I mean, at least we're getting a new one that'll bring attention, I think, to a lot of these. And yeah, fingers crossed. I don't think it's going to work.
See, I'm going to tell you right now why I think you're wrong, Dan, because I think in the girls' version, they're going to be able to get away with much more.
Possibly, but I just think it inherits.
I know. All right,
so I'm going to preface this. I'm going to go there. I actually liked the Ghostbusters movie. I thought it was perfect.
Why is that always your go-to thing?
So I don't get criticized for the woman.
What the fuck is Ghostbusters? Oh yeah, because you like one fucking average
movie. But I'm going to be just brutally honest. Shut up. That sex comedies do not work with all women. There's something unnatural about it. It doesn't quite make sense. Hey, if people end up liking that movie, some women might, but, and you can have funny comedies with women. Bridesmaids was good, you know, but a full on sex comedy, in my opinion, just doesn't work. That's not to say this is going to be awful, but.
Do we have examples? Name some movies.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of true female sex comedies, but I'm just talking about the women don't. It's not the same thing.
You know,
thing.
It's okay,
women can
Dan.
Go out and get
we'll,
even a
we'll make sure
girl
they're,
can get.
We'll make sure they're put in their place for the 10th one. Okay,
I'm not saying that. God damn it, it just doesn't work. And that's
all I'm getting from you is this is something a woman can't do. All right. Angry letters
and
go
say
that.
I don't think a sex comedy works as well.
Women can't do that.
Women
that's all you're saying.
Ghostbusters wasn't a sex comedy.
No, I'm saying like comedies, raunchy comedies. There's a lot of funny like female raunchy comedies, but when you're like a full, there are.
I can just see the sexism oozing out of his pores. He doesn't know.
Are you?
How
do you think
can
that
say women aren't funny because a lot of them aren't, but they don't really have to be.
Yeah, there's funny women. I just don't. No, number one, and it's also trying to do it in 2020. I get your point about maybe getting away with.
I do
more.
Want American Pie #MeToo. Like when they just they just shoot on it the entire time. They just take That'd the piss awesome. Out of that thing.
Oh, that could be. That's the next one. I hate to take Dan's gimmick at fantasy book. It's going to be Stifler gets Me Too'd.
Oh, if we, I don't know if I want another one though. I just don't think they could do it.
I do. Let's see if they can. I want to see if they can.
If they do, they definitely have to make fun of PC culture and cancel culture.
That's, I just said.
I agree.
Cancel culture, that's fine too.
They've all got to be affected by it, though, somehow. Like, it would be interesting. I don't know how you would do it.
Todd nailed it. It would just be Stifler. Yeah. And probably Jim. I'll tell you what. Jim is actually the one that commits it, but Stifler gets blamed because he's fucking Stifler. Girls Gone Wild.
Or, no, flip that, even better. Stifler does it, but gets Jim blamed.
That works, too. And his dad is a lawyer.
There you go. Courtroom drama with Jim's dad.
Fuck yes. Your Honor, it is natural.
And normal. As long as Dan's the bailiff and tells the women they should have shut their mouth and done their
place. I'm not saying that.
But Dan, what we've tried to express 90 million times is that's how you come off.
I'm being honest. I don't think sex comedies work as well. Maybe I'll be surprised. Because
women can't do it, so we get
it's
it.
It's not can't do it. It doesn't make sense.
You know, here's the thing I don't fucking get. How are you a film reviewer, but you're already shitting on a movie that you have not seen?
It maybe it's not so much a sex comedy, that's possible.
On the movie, he's shitting on a genre, so the entire fucking that's true.
I hope it's good. I really hope it's good, but
you're gonna go in hating it no matter what because
I don't do that. I don't
think you notice the movies Dan doesn't like are the ones that like the females win or are the lead and other stuff.
I just said fucking Ghostbusters. I remember them busting some ghosts. God damn it.
How do you feel about them and Louise?
It's been a long time since I watched it, but I like filming. No,
fuck them bitches.
We warned him. Now he's going to say he likes everything we say.
I was literally like 10 years old, I think, the last time I watched that, so I don't have a strong opinion. But
honestly, that movie's fucking fantastic.
I've never been a fan.
No? Dude. No. Junkie XL? No. Oh, fuck. Hans Zimmer. His score in that movie is fucking gnarly. Yeah, I love that movie. I love the movie. I love the soundtrack.
I just know Mrs. Tim Burton's in it. Tim Robbins is in it. What's her name?
Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis. Yeah.
That's the other one. Okay.
Todd, you know what? I know why you don't like it because the Todd got his comeuppance right there.
There you go.
Fucked her.
Dan, you don't respect women. Goddamn
it. I never.
Just sex comedies. That's all.
I like women.
I love women. Just, I don't know. It may not be a full-on sex comedy, though. That's the other thing to consider.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly, they're in high school. It's their senior year. What is the official synopsis?
Oh, my God. If one of them squirts, like, all over, like, a parent.
But here's the thing. Women can be just as awkward as a guy, but... Okay, you're not going to have the same trouble making that happen. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
You want me to read you what we got?
Yeah.
As the title suggests, the new film, you know, honestly, we should be talking about this in the next episode.
Yeah,
we
still let's got not do more. That now.
So, all right.
Dan went and sidetracked his shocker. I know.
Well, it'll be a spirited review now.
Yeah, well, then, okay. So here we go. Next on our next episode, not only will we review the films, we will watch the trailer and we will discuss. So, and then the following week, you'll get to hear Dan tell you why it's horrible and why women cannot be in sex comedies.
I didn't say that.
You literally said women.
I didn't say they couldn't be in them. I just,
oh, they could be in them, but as we all know in American Pie, the women are just props in the background because. Their stories don't matter.
Not true. Not true. You had some great performances from Natasha Lyonne.
I didn't say anything about performances. They're literally props to move along the male story. There's no discussion about that.
That's
are.
A fact.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. No,
they're not.
As they should be.
Right? Yeah. You know what? Can I go on this off topic real quick? We're at the end. I watched Hitchcock's Vertigo. First time in a while in 4K. I forgot how fucking much, like, well, Hitchcock, you know, he's the, we'll go into that. Yeah, he's the OG. He's OG Harvey. But it showed, now I, knowing that, it shows so much, like, the way fucking fucking Jimmy Stewart's just like treating the women and all this shit. I was like, damn. And then there's like this one part, I'm still 90% sure he like raped not Tippi Hedren. No. I'm pretty sure. Watch it again. Why did she take her home and take her naked? Why is she in his bed? Why is Jimmy coming out all happy? I think he got some unconscious sex.
Well, yeah. I'm with you, Todd.
Yeah.
We should have ended this show with the Hitchcock.
I think we should do Hitchcock versus the girl, the HBO movie.
Oh yeah, I love
everyone shits on the HBO movie. I think it's fucking fantastic.
You know what? I think that is a great show topic, and I won't say anything more on air then.
Have you ever seen the Dana Carvey bit where he imitates
women Jimmy and how they're not funny?
Shut up, James Stewart getting busted with a prostitute. It's hilarious. If you can,
I am 90% sure I did.
It's like just
a reaction video.
He was comparing, I think, like Hugh Grant getting busted. I mean, this was like late 90s, but it is so funny if you can find it. Well
there you go.
Constable, this young lady was about to sit on my penis.
Wait. I want more Dan as Dana Carvey as. What else did he say, Dan? Just reenact the whole thing for us. I'm kicking my feet up.
Dan interpretation.
Well, you know what, Dan?
I was about to get my Jimmy sucked. I don't know. That's the best I got.
You
got
to wait to practice. I'll have Dan do it at the end of the next show now.
Yeah. Just Dan, you know, James Stewart getting busted back in the day with the hooker versus, you know, Hugh Grant.
That was all right.
That was good.
Well, on that note, gentlemen, I'm going to bid adieu. Dan?
I shall bid adieu as well.
Well, then.
I didn't curse you like a little. Okay.
I bid adieu as well, then.
See, Namaste, Dan tipped everybody. You know what? Dan tip, you tip your hat. Dan's wearing a fucking hat and doesn't tip.
Yeah, like you have an actual
feel Triple H.
Oh, regal as fuck. Cool. Stalk us and all the bullshits. And namaste. Goodbye.
I hate that, Dan.